Bonneville, during the July 9th Town of Bonneville Council meeting, Ryan Cornohose, Stephen Tom, and Corey Stanley from the Big Smoke Bonneville Association procured a $5,000 donation for the group's third annual barbecue competition. Contestants can enter and barbecue their best brisket, pork, or chicken, to be judged in this elite competition. The date is currently set for Sept.14 at the Bonneville Rodeo Grounds. The association not only plans on continuing the annual event but strives to be part of the Kansas City Barbecue Society, KCBS, the world's largest nonprofit of barbecue and grilling enthusiasts. In a recent social media post, Big Smoke Bonneville writes, "Rules will change slightly for this year as we are going to try and align ourselves with KCBS rules for an easier transition if the event grows enough to warrant adding it to the competition circuit. Which we hope it does." Cown, Brian McAvoy commended Big Smoke for taking on the event and feels it will grow into something quite large and be an event that brings people into Bonneville. Stanley explained to town council that the KSBS competitions run a points system much like the rodeos, where competitors get an accumulation of points from all the competitions. This could bring world-class grill masters to Bonneville in the future. Despite aspirations to join the KCBS that claims over 16,000 members, Big Smoke aims to keep the competition accessible with low entry fees, and to maintain its small-town feel. Cornohose says the $5,000 funding request will cover a lot of startup costs, including reusable marketing banners that do not need to be purchased annually. "The reason why the events committee handed this off to the experts was because we felt that the growth was more possible from a third party and not the town of Bonneville, so it's encouraging that they have decided to continue the event and grow it. I don't mind looking at providing the startup," Cown. Neil Langridge said. Though Langridge expresses his support for the full $5,000 funding request, he said, "It's not something I'd want to see us doing every year," and he hopes the event will become more self-sustaining.